80-year-old Joe Biden officially announces re-election bid. By Kurt Zindelka on April 25, 2023. 80-year-old Democrat Joe Biden officially confirmed on Tuesday morning that he will be seeking a second term as President of the United States despite the vast majority of Americans believing that he should not run again. 2 weeks after leaking his intentions to run in the 2024 elections to Al Roker on the Today Show during an Easter egg hunt at the White House, President Joe Biden has made it official, with a video posted to his social media accounts. Every generation has a moment where they have had to stand up for democracy. To stand up for their fundamental freedoms. I believe this is ours, Biden wrote. That's why I'm running for re-election as President of the United States. Join us. Let's finish the job. At 80 years old, Biden is already the oldest president in American history and would be 86 by the end of a potential second term in the White House. Just this week, a poll conducted by NBC News found that 70% of Americans, including 51% of Democrats, believe that Biden should step aside and not run for another term in office, with nearly half of those surveyed who opposed his re-election citing the president's age as a major concern. In his campaign launch video, which opens with scenes from January 6 and featured issues such as abortion and LGBTQ, President Biden warned that this next election will be a battle for the soul of America. Over images of former President Donald Trump, who has already confirmed that he is also running in the race, as well as Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Biden warned that MAGA extremists are looking to go after American Social Security benefits, despite the Republican Party opposing such measures. Mr. Biden will not only face a challenge from the Republicans in his re-election bid, but also from Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is already polling in double digits after he announced his bid to enter the race. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.